to soothe yourself is to intentionally choose to calm, to comfort, and to care for yourself. To care for your mind, your body, or your emotions. And it's a really important skill and a really important practice. Because what it does is it allows us to calm when life feels overwhelming, when the head gets too busy, and we feel stressed or tired, or everything just feels too much. To take time to soothe is to take time to calm. To make time to soothe is to say, I want to take care of myself. I want to feel different. So soothing is a skill that allows us to feel healthier, whether that is mentally, emotionally, and or physically. It's a form of self-support that brings relief, that brings calm, and it creates a sense of safety from within. So if you think about being mentally overwhelmed, when your head is working too hard, when the thoughts are getting too fast, when you're lost in what's happening in your head, it's really important that you learn to pause and to self-soothe. And there are many different things you can do to calm the head. Sometimes it's as simple as putting music on and just distracting yourself. Other times you might want to write it out. You might want to write a page in your journal. You might want to write a letter to whoever it might be that the situation is about. A letter you don't send, but you get everything out of your head. You might find when your head is busy that learning to use your breath, to take a deep breath in, a soothing breath in, and as you breathe out everything that no longer serves you. You might want to go for a walk in nature or find a colouring book. There are so many things you could do when your mind starts to get busy. You could choose to visualize your best day, your most fun times. So choosing to soothe yourself mentally is to choose to change, is to choose to calm, is to choose to say to yourself, I've got you. I'm here for you. Let's change this. Physical soothing might be to take a walk, to have a warm bath. It might be to cook something. It could be to stand outside and just breathe in the air. To soothe your body might be massaging yourself. It could be connecting with someone you love and having a hug. Again, I want you to think about what soothes your body. It might be sitting in a quiet room on your own. But ask yourself, what soothes your body? And then if we think about emotional soothing, what do we need when our emotions feel too much? Sometimes it can be as simple as saying, I am feeling, and then naming that feeling. And then perhaps saying, where is that feeling? And really becoming aware that perhaps the sadness or the nervousness or even the overwhelm, is there, and asking yourself what you need. And if that feels too much, ask yourself, if someone I love was feeling emotionally overwhelmed, what would I do for them? And then you have your answer of what you might do for yourself. Soothing yourself is telling yourself, I'm here for me. I've got this. I can find and make calm. I can be gentle with myself. So to soothe yourself is a really important skill, because sometimes life does feel like a roller coaster. And when it feels like that, it's really important that we know how to make ourselves feel calmer, how to make ourselves feel safer. So let's take a couple of minutes now, and I want you just to soften, to pause. And I want you to take a few deep breaths in, breathing in through the nose and breathing out through the mouth. And as you breathe in through the nose, breathe in soothing, calm energy. And as you breathe out, release everything else. So breathe in that calm, soothing energy and breathe out. Then you can rest your eyes if you want. And I want you to think about the times, the people, the places, and the things you've done that soothe you. Who is it that you feel calm around? Where is it you feel calm? What are you doing when you feel calm? And perhaps you can write those ideas down and keep them. Keep them somewhere where you know you'll use them. Because those things you've just remembered are the things that soothe you, are the things that calm, that comfort, and that allow you to care for yourself. And that is a really good practice that you can use to support yourself, to say, I've got me.